Hallelujah, Elohim, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of reaping the benefits of heaven and earth being changed because of your great love, but your words never changing, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for the great love that we have in you, in Jesus, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 24, verse 32 to 35. The parable of the fig tree. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
Hallelujah. Here we can just see, you know, there's been many speculations about these chapters, but here we can see Jesus, his specific words. He says, this generation will never pass away until all these things has been fulfilled. And what was his words to this generation? His words was, I would love to have gathered you like a hen would gather its chickens, but you didn't. You didn't want that. That was to the Jews. And then we saw the city being overcome 70 years later by Titus. We saw the temple being torn down, not one stone on another. So there we can see, you know, these things that Jesus has said and proclaimed, their life, this life and death. The death happened. People turned away from the living God and there was the consequences. But praise God, you've got the wonderful picture here of the disciples that Jesus called out, come follow me, and they followed him. And as his very words were, for a little time you won't see me, but in a little time you will see me, and no one will take away your joy. And so after Jesus had paid, set free the captives, paid for our sin, dealt with the sin of all mankind, went down into hell and Abram's bosom, led the captive, brought the ecclesia that called out ones, elect into heaven, and in a new and a better covenant came. And since then, the blessings of God was available and the door was open for man to come back to their God and man to walk with their God, those that believed, the disciples. And so he came back to them and he said, lo, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So go, just as you are disciples, go make disciples of others, and lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. So the wonderful promises of the love of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, having becoming new creations with new hearts, able to know the thoughts of God and walk in the perfect will of God, came about 2,000 years ago to the disciples. And they are the first fruits. They are the, like the parable of the fig tree. They the fruit of people who knew their God, and their God knew them, and they walked with their God, and they turned this world not upside down as the evil people would think, but as we understand, they brought it, they showed the true picture of how life should be. So they brought the truth into the world with our Lord and with our Savior through the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of the Word. So, guys, this is our calling. Yeah, life and death is on the power of the tongue. Here we see there's death and destruction. You choosing to lose your life if you turn away from the living God. But if you turn to the living God, man, everything has been done in heaven to now come on earth, relevant to kingdom realities, relevant to the word of God's love, perfect love that casts out all fear. So run to the Lord and not from the Lord, and stand strongly with him, because the goodness of God, the favor of God, the kingdom of God, the power of the Holy Spirit is available right here and now for us to be content, be blessed, to arise and shine, for our light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.